Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
PD Radio. Radio.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly, I'm the rider, yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together. How they gonna stop both of us? Yeah.
Lock them in, man, because quality music and quality radio entertainment is rare. And if you get a hold of it, you know, hold on to it, you know.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly, I'm the rider, yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together. How they gonna stop both of us? I'm mashing the gas. She's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy and hard. She rides.
ED Radio presents the sizzling new novel Never Again, No More by author Untamed. Born and raised in Atlanta, Lucinda, LaMika, Charisse, and Trinity are best friends with very similar backgrounds. They all have fallen victim to the perils of teen pregnancy. After each one becomes love-struck to the bitter end, they realize that their dreams, ambitions, and planned future must be put on hold. While they struggle to find themselves, each one tries to survive in the game called life. Once they find out that their consequences are a little costlier than they imagined, it's the decisions they've made that creates their trouble. Never Again, No More by author Untamed. Available now on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. Check out our website at www.theauthoruntamed.doodlekit.com for book and social links. Never Again, No More by author Untamed. Available now on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. Check out our website at www.theauthoruntamed.doodlekit.com for book and social links. Hey guys, it's Tuesday night and you are right where you need to be, locked in with PD Radio and me, your poetic, creative, and drama-free host, Miss PD. And you already know, joining me in the studio every week is my super talented, hype, and ready-to-go co-host, Black. What's going on, Mr. B?
What's going on? I am good. Hey, I thought you was coming in a little light fingered for a minute. You paused a little something, you know, before you stepped in on the scene. So I wanted to make sure you was good for the night.
I'm good. I'm good. You know, you had to let that rock a little bit. That MJ. That's all. You know.
Okay. All right.
I had to let MJ pave the way for me for a few seconds. It's all good. It's all good. I'm here. I'm present. I'm ready to go.
I'm present. Remember that back in the day in school? I'm present. Present.
Present.
Here. Yeah. You got the one kid.
I know, right?
Present. Like, think you're special?
That was the cutesy. Trying to be cute. So, I need you to get hyped, Black. We're doing it again tonight. PD Radio Tuesday. I know y'all wait all week for this. And we're here, as always, bringing it to you as only we can. Now, last week on the show was Artist Appreciation, and we played the music of all our past guests, just as a way of saying thank you for sharing your journey with PD Radio. And you guys, you know, I want you to know, PD Radio endorses the hot new book by author Untamed called Never Again, No More. I want you guys to pick it up. It's available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. It's about the story of four teenage women and the struggles they go through finding themselves as teen mothers and growing into women and pretty much just finding their way. I promise you, it's a great read for those, you know, summer days when you want to go to the beach, lay out, chill, and just vibe out. So check her out at www.theauthoruntamed.doodlekit.com and follow her on Twitter at Chaz_Untamed. Follow her, get her book. She has a part two coming out also this month. So you need to get up on that so you can be prepared for part two. We just play her commercial at the top of the show. Hot author. Hot author. You got to get her. Right, Black?
Hey, like you said, you cannot mess around and not get part one and then think you're going to skip the part two. You got to get part one first. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
You know.
But you know what, Black?
Yes.
I'm backwards like that. I'll do that. I'll read
part two
and then go.
And then say, oh, I got to get part one. There's an order to things,
like
PD.
What's that?
There's an order. You got to follow the order.
I follow my own order, Black. You don't know this by now?
So you put your pants on before you put your drawers on, huh?
Hold on. How long have you been my co-host? Now, you know I do things the way I want to do it.
How long
not
to
the
put
way
your pants
somebody
on continue drawing.
Goodbye, Black. Goodbye, right, goodbye,
okay.
Goodbye.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
Right. Anyway. Oh, yeah, I got a bone to pick with you real quick.
There you go.
Stop going on Twitter and trying to deceive the masses. You are not picking the music for the show. It's all me. Stop telling people you added that. You did not. Every song played tonight and every night before this has been from me.
Now sit down.
And stop trying to deceive the people. Like you said before, all you do is spin records. That's all you do.
Hey,
you spin what I play.
It's a handsome.
Yes, you do.
Too.
This is very
right.
Handsome. That's all that matters. Anyway, tonight, though, we have another doubleheader for you. First up, we'll be shining our creative artist spotlight on Maria Varela. And in the second half of the show is Chanel Red. So stick around and find out what these two lovely ladies are all about. But in the meantime and in between time, y'all know how we do. We got that good old music for you, and we want you to feel free to call up and kick it with us on the show about whatever is on your mind at 646-478-3599. And in honor of summer, right around the corner, I think we should, you know, what should be on the agenda tonight, Black, is barbecue etiquette. Because a lot of people going around doing some crazy stuff at these barbecues, at functions, period. But, you know, it's about to get hot outside. The barbecue is going to be in full effect. So, you know.
I feel like I got some barbecue background music for you while we kick this off real quick.
Uh-oh. Got some Biggie? Look.
Nah, you know, we got to go old school. We got to keep it fresh.
Who that, Montel? No, you didn't.
Yes,
she did. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
So run it down for me.
I used to go out and party. I keep forgetting I can't sing. Okay, let me stop.
Yeah,
let me chill.
Just score my phone. I got beat audio still. You just score my phone up real quick.
I hate you. Anyway, guys, call us up. We're talking tonight barbecue etiquette. Call us up, 646-478-3599. One of the dopes of barbecue etiquette is you can't be showing up to a barbecue bringing 6, 7, 8 people with you and you only brought one dish. That don't work out. You can't do that. You got to bring more than that. Don't be showing up with all these people with one little dish that's going to feed two people. That's just wrong. That's a don't. Let's see. Another don't is, if you show up empty-handed, don't eat. Period. You show up to a barbecue empty-handed, you can't eat. Nope, can't do it. Also, another peeve of mine, Black.
What's that?
You know, people say, well, what do you want me to bring? You know, usually you have a food cover, right? You know, just bring some drinks. They come in with a six-pack. What the hell?
Hey.
And they drink the whole six-pack by themselves. What the hell is that six-pack going to do for a barbecue with, like, 20 or more people? What is it going to do? I hate that. Don't do it, people. If you're showing up to a barbecue and you bring in some beer, bring a case. That's minimum. Bring a case. Don't be showing up with no six pack. As ghetto. Don't do it.
Yeah, you do gotta bring a little something.
Yeah.
And don't be dipping your hands in the damn ice and you ain't wash your hands.
Man, we was talking about that on Twitter earlier. This is nasty.
Yeah.
You just come in from outside, you just go on somebody, like, you just stick your hand. They got, especially men, if you got them real long fingernails and 8:30. Nasty. Don't do it. Call us up, people. We want to know your barbecue etiquette do's and don'ts. We just gave you a few of ours. We want to hear what you guys want to add to that. 646-478-3599. And as we get ready to, you know, get our first guest on tonight, Black, I say we go into some more music real quick.
Let's do it.
And, you know, do what we do. Ain't ready, though, for what we got to throw down. Gonna bring y'all some Hollywood by Rufus and Chaka Khan. DD Radio.
Might be a little technical difficulties with the Blog Talk. Good, MSPD.
Okay, looks like Blog Talk is not loving us tonight. Not going down the way we planned. Okay.
Call us up,
guys. We're trying to play music for you, but that's not happening right now. So how about we go into some more barbecue do's and don'ts?
Let's do it.
Another one is, you know, if you do bring liquor and there's leftovers, you're not allowed to take. I said not allowed. You're not allowed to take that liquor back home. Okay?
You
just don't do it. It stays with the host. Stop trying to take that extra two beers that didn't get drunk, taking it home. You don't do that. That's just
Yeah, you definitely
wrong.
Can't do that. Yeah.
You can't do that, no. And you can't be trying to take all the food either from the house. You know, everybody leave, they try to take three or four plates. Like, okay, what about the people that live there? Maybe they want some leftovers for the next day. Can't do that. That's just wrong.
Unless it's put out there, you know, beforehand, you know, you can't do it.
Can't do it. Nope. I mean, the host tell you take everything, and of course, you know, go for yours. But you know how some people, they just raunchy. They don't care. They just go like, oh, all this extra food. I'm going to have me some place for work tomorrow and dinner. And no, don't do it. And another one I had. Why, when you bring your kids, you just let your kids run wild? Okay, that's not cool. You let your kids go and open up five or six sodas. They have a few sips, put it down, then they go back and open another soda. And, like,
yeah, you can't
come
do
on
that.
Now. You got to monitor cool. your kids at a cookout. You can't just let them just run around, do whatever they want to do. They just dip in their hands and stuff. And, like, come on now. Especially kids' hands, real nasty.
Yeah.
Y'all parents know better. And they try to turn their heads like they don't see it. You see it. You see it. Go get your kid. Then
hey,
they force you to say something. It's like, but you know you saw
right.
that. You know you saw your kids. Why you going to make me say something to you to say something to your kid? You saw them open like three, four sodas. You saw that. You saw them dipping their nasty hands in that food and then go inside and wash them. You saw it. Mm-hmm. Another. I know you got some black. I can keep going, but you know.
No, I'm co-signing on you, but you're right. You know, especially when people make you check their kids before they do. I hate that. That's the worst.
Another one. Okay. The barbecue starts at 4:00. Don't be showing up at somebody's house at 2 or 3. We say 4:00 for a reason. They be showing up. You still not ready. It's like they trying to sit around up in your house and no. You come at 4:00, like I said, don't be showing up no hour early, talking about, oh, I'm just going to chill till everybody get here. No.
Don't
sit in your car. You're not sitting up in my house. Let's see.
Mm.
Oh, if you're not a cook, don't touch the grill. That's
especially
a no-no.
My grill.
Uh-oh, especially your grill, Black. It's off limits, huh? Let them know,
don't
Black. Why is
it's gonna
that?
Be some furniture. It's going to be some patio furniture moving.
Uh-oh.
Yes, people be overcooked. You know, they overcook burgers. I hate an overcooked burger. You know, don't smash my burger down to nothing thinking you're a great cook. That's the worst. People think they great chefs and great cooks.
You step don't you hear it a lot? Right. You get the food, you be like, oh. Oh, okay.
Like, what? What's that?
I hate them super fat burgers, too, though. I don't want them flat, but I don't want them super, like, they like 6 inches high. That's just ridiculous. Come on
Mama
now. That's, I can't stand that. And then they be real fat, like, you make the patty real fat, and then when you, like, grill them, then it, like, shrink to, like, charcoal size, but it's still fat.
Right. It'd be nothing.
<Don't> even...
Oh, hey, and here's another thing, too. You know what I mean? Folks, come on now. Just spend an extra couple more dollars, man, and get the hamburger meat. Without all the damn fat in it, come on. I'm trying to kill people. You know what I mean? They got the 60% lean. You'd be like, 60%? What the hell is that?
Mm-mm-mm.
They get that 85, 90.
So most people just bought them frozen patties anyway, you know. They haven't learned to upgrade yet. You got to do the real meat. You can't frozen patty. You could have a frozen patties as backup, but nah.
Yeah, them patties
gotta have
crazy.
You got to have real hamburger meat. You got to doctor that up with the red peppers and, you know, the onions.
Miss Petey, I just want to give her just a quick update. I am very sorry that we're having problems. Unfortunately, until things kick in right, we can't see exactly who's in the queue to bring them in. So we might have our guests on the line, but until Blog Talk is until they get a little friendly with us, we can't bring them in.
Yeah, so I can't see anything
right
now.
Give us 1 second. We're working things out. And, you know, we're going to keep this rolling, but we're going to keep talking at the same time. So
we're going to keep talking.
I think we might be, bam, there we go. I think I just saw like 8 callers pop up.
Okay. And, you're better than me. I don't have anything yet.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you detect, you get everything.
I still don't see the number I'm looking for, but we do have some activity. So we're going to kick some music real quick and come back.
All right, PD Radio.
If we can do it. No, we can't. Wow.
It's just not working out
working.
Tonight.
Yeah, this is not.
I'm trying my best here. It's just not working. It's not a good look for PD Radio right now. Yeah. Blog Talk. Second time you got us, player. Second time you got us.
You still. Yeah, but you know, they won't own up to it. No, we haven't had any problems. Okay. All right. Player. Pepper.
Player. Blog Talk. Hopefully you guys can hear us.
send us a tweet. If you can hear Miss PD messing up words, send us a tweet. And send us a little something, something.
I should do my All in the Family skit.
Oh, man. Hey, go right ahead. They might not be able to hear, but if they do, they might start cracking up. So go ahead.
Oh, man. I'm tweeting, can you hear me on the air, people? Can you hear me on the air? I'm sorry, you guys. If you can, we do apologize. It's not us. We're ready to go. We're doing our best. It's just not cooperating. Sorry.
Damn. You know what?
Damn. You back in?
And no, but our guest is definitely on the line. I can see her number, but I can't do anything with it. So let me see.
Okay. Hold on, people. PD Radio. Getting it together, PD Radio.
You know, here's what they should do. Here's what Blog Talk should do. Let's say if you are having difficulties, you should be able to actually control everything from your phone. You know, if you're having
problems with too much information, you're giving out too much information.
I'm just saying. Hey, look, I'm just saying.
You do a little bit too much right now.
Hey, that's what I get paid to do. So, you know,
not all that.
Oh, that's right, because you're not in, that's why. Maria, are you there?
I'm here.
That's what I'm talking about. We had to pull some serious strings.
I'm here, Black. Are we on the air?
We are on the air. I cannot hear Miss PD, though.
No, I can't hear. I'm here.
I can't hear.
All right, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Oh, that
hello.
Voice, absolutely.
Hi, Maria.
Hi,
I want to
apologize.
I'm better now. I'm so sorry we're having these troubles tonight on the show, especially
oh,
with
not,
you
not,
on.
Oh, it's not a trouble. It's just a technical difficulty.
Oh,
nothing's
we're
ever
trying.
Bad. It's just a not so good thing, you know?
Right. Well, welcome to the show, Maria. Thank you so much for being patient with us. You have such a pretty voice.
Oh, thank
very,
you.
Very,
thank you so much for having me.
Of course, of course.
Let's see. We got to backtrack just for 1 second. I need to at least try to get this official in some type of way. So I'm just going to kick this real quick. If it'll do it.
Let's see
if it'll do it. Is it going to do it? Maybe not. Okay. Go ahead.
Wow.
Carry on.
We can't even give you the proper introduction, Maria. This is terrible.
It's okay, because I know you're out there.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to have you with us on the show tonight. And, you know, we chat from time to time on Twitter, so it's nice to get to learn more about you. And just to let the people know, you're an actor, model, choreographer, and inspirational writer, as well as doing radio marketing, promotions, and advertising. And I understand. And I understand you were a former co-host for a nationally syndicated radio talk show. Can you tell us about that?
What was
that about?
I was Nurse Feelgood for Wrestle Talk America, and we traveled all over the world. This was years ago, before I even knew who the wrestlers were, which is kind of ironic because of Rock, and that was when Hulk Hogan was really big, and I wasn't really into wrestling. I had no clue, so here I am kind of thrown into it. And we did radio every Saturday night. And it was incredible. It was an amazing journey, and I met a lot of nice people. I got to meet Sable. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Sable. She was one of the first divas.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big wrestling fan.
Yeah, okay. So you know. Sable was like, she was like the queen of everything. She kind of got everything started. So I got to meet her and so many wrestlers that now are, you know, my kids are actually looking at them going, Mom, did you know them? And I said, actually, I did. I met them. I traveled with them. And,
wow.
And it was an amazing journey that I never dreamed 20-some years later that I would be back in the radio business.
Right.
So
it's been
amazing. I love it.
Well, I tell you, I want to give you a happy Mother's Day.
I have
happy Mother's Day.
Thank
three
you.
Boys. Awesome.
I do. Fabulous boys. I'm going to toot my own horn on that one.
There you go.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. Now, you also do modeling, Maria. What kind of modeling do you do? Runway, print? Like, what's going on with that?
Unfortunately, I've never been tall enough to do runway. People that have seen pictures of me, I have natural curly hair.
You do. Beautiful hair.
I'm pretty much the real deal. What you see is what you get.
Right.
And I'm like that in person as well. I've done a lot of print, a lot of hair magazines, a lot of hair shows, things of that nature.
Awesome.
Yeah, I always wanted to be a tomboy, actually, to be honest with you. I always wanted to play sports and do kind of boy things. And my mom, she passed in 2010, and she put me into this, you know, the acting, modeling, the whole bit, and it worked out. I mean, I've had a blast, and I've, you know, made a lot of good friends through the way, and then, you know, I think that's where God came in and gave me three boys, so I can do the football and the baseball and the soccer.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, I can have like a little tomboy in me a little bit, you know?
There you go.
You know?
See how God works out. Yeah,
he does. I rely a lot on my faith. you know, very spiritual person.
Yes, yes, yes. Your tweets. Yeah. Your tweets are always so inspirational. You're also
I totally speak for
a
my
book.
Mm-hmm. I am. I've started two books. One to tell all. It's called Vault.
Okay.
Starts with my life, and I've run the gamut pretty much. I've done a little bit of everything: modeling, acting, radio, the business world, administration. I've run four or five different companies. I've been in three or four different companies. I'm a single mom of three boys. Been doing it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the medical field currently.
Wow.
And then also working on the acting. That kind of came out of nowhere. I shouldn't say it came out of nowhere, actually. It was a divine plan. I guess, you know, you will things and the words you speak. I always say this all the time, and if you're on my Facebook page or on my Twitter, you see it.
Mm-hmm.
The words you speak do become your reality. And I've said it so many times that it has come. I've been working with Smiz, the Money Kid. I'm going to give a shout-out to
mm-hmm.
the boys.
That's right.
Adam.
Hey, Smiz.
absolutely. They're incredible, incredible artists. They
His grind is like no other. I love it.
They are fantastic and bang out. And the whole crew that works with them, Madman and all of them. So I've got to give props to them, because without them, I probably – wouldn't have gone as hard back into the music business or the marketing as much as I have. They actually inspired me to do that. You know, and just how hard they grind, you know, they go for it, you know, and everything's
done
for the family. Absolutely. And everything's done for the family. And, you know, that's what it's about. It's all about family. And family doesn't just mean blood, you know.
That's right.
People that support you and that are there for you no matter what, you know, through the good, through the bad, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter.
You know, and that's
You're what
absolutely
I love about,
right.
You know?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And
now tell us about. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that when I first heard your show, I was like in amazement. I was like, you know, they really go hard, and just how you promote days afterwards. And I was so impressed because
wow.
I worked with a lot of different radio venues. And I said, you know what? These are good people. These are people that really you need to get a message out there. And I don't know. I came across you guys on Facebook, I think by accident, actually. I was looking for it, and I came across both your Facebook pages, and mine's kind of set to private. And I was like, wow, you know, you guys keep it real, and that's what I'm about. I'm, you know, I don't put on airs. I don't pretend to be somebody I'm not.
Right.
You know, and I just, that's what I like. That's who I am. That's what I'm about. You know,
and that's what we like as well. We like you,
And every day I wake up and, you know, if it's rainy out, I don't say it's rainy out. I said, you know what, it's going to be a beautiful day because tomorrow the sun's going to shine and the flowers are going to grow because of the rain.
Exactly.
Now tell me, Maria, because like I said before, your tweets are always so inspirational. How do you keep your spirit in such a positive place with all the negative that's going on in the world? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm positive too, and it's just a lot of things that happen that just makes me just go left sometimes. How do you just stay on it. You stay on the positive road from what I'm seeing online. How do you do that?
I do. Honestly, I pray. I pray every day, all day. I might just say a little prayer like, thank you, God. You know, things didn't go so good today, but I know tomorrow's going to be better.
Right.
Thank God for my health. I thank God for my kids that wake up and sing every day. And that just keeps me going. It's just something inside, deep down, that just kind of makes me go, you know what? I'm just going to pick it back up where I left off, and I'm not letting no one stop me from my goals. I have a dream. I already envision it. I see it. I am going after it, and it's coming. It's happening. It's happening.
That's beautiful.
That keeps me going. And the fact that I will get messages from people friends, people that I don't even know, and they're like, you know, wow, mm-hmm. you know, I don't like posting things about, you know, liking things, because some people are very, very private, and they don't mm-hmm. want other people to see, and I totally understand that.
Right.
Which I respect that, and I kind of use my Twitter and my Facebook as an online journal. It might mm-hmm. not always be about me, but it could be about someone that I know. And I'm not going to put their name out there, but if it inspires them and kind of picks them up and makes them look at life a little differently, then that's what mm-hmm. I'm about. That's what
awesome.
I'm about. Because someone along the way has come along and said, you know what, kid, you're doing good. You're
right.
doing good.
Mm.
And because I've kept on track and made my kids first in my life, always,
mm-hmm.
My God's first, and then my children, and then I always put myself last. And I think
mm-hmm.
that's the motivation right there, you know. And
there you go.
You know, got some projects coming up, which I'm very excited about.
I know.
And it's
that's
just,
what I wanted
you know,
to ask you about.
Yeah, they're all just like coming up, and it kind of everybody's like, "Wow, where did this come from?" You know, you're not really doing that because to see me every day, I don't talk about myself. I don't. You know, talk about what I do. Like, if you're online and you see it,
mm-hmm.
If you're not, then, you know, it's not. I'm not one of those people going, guess what I'm doing? Guess what I'm doing? You know, I just
okay.
keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're following me, then you already know. And if not, that's okay, too. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not
right.
you know, one of those people I just kind of go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of ironic because growing up I was very shy and quiet, very shy.
Mm-hmm. I can relate.
Very shy. And then I hit my 30s and all of a sudden it was like, oh my, there's a world out there, you know? And I was like, wow, this is kind of fun. And I had kids late in life and that was by choice,
mm-hmm.
have a degree in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm in the medical field, and I'm now
mm-hmm.
working with producers of The Wise Guy Kitchen, Dinner with the Mob. I'm working
mm-hmm.
with Gary Moore, who is a producer in Virginia, who does Monster Madhouse, which is like
mm-hmm.
a mini-series thing, and they want me to play kind of like the Bride of Frankenstein thing, which is a totally different look for me.
Wow.
You know?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I can see it.
Actually, I got a call right before I got online with you guys, and he's like,
uh-huh.
you know, we have two magazines coming. They want to put you as a pinup girl. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, you know, they just want to do it. And they have girls in their 20s, but you got the look and you got the wild hair, and we just want to do it. So, I mean, they're, like, so excited. And I'm like, let's do it, you know?
Yep.
Yes, right.
And he's
that's
like,
what it's about,
kids.
Having that look.
Yeah, and he's like, if you want to bring your kids, bring them. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, wow, this is so much, you know? So, I mean, life is good. Life is good.
That's
it's
awesome,
make
Maria.
It. It's all
wow.
Good.
That is
absolutely.
So awesome. Do you
absolutely.
Feel like in your 30s now, like you said, once you hit your 30s, it was like, boom. Do you feel more confident in your womanhood in your 30s? Do you feel like that's really
well,
when you came into
I'll
yourself?
Be 44. I will be 44.
Huh?
Yes,
no way.
Ma'am. Yes,
no
ma'am.
Way.
Yeah, I'm not
yes,
buying
ma'am.
That
you
one
know,
now.
I'm
crazy.
Not
my
buying, Maria.
Okay.
Okay, Maria, you already said you like to keep it real, so stop playing with us right now,
no,
okay?
Stop
playing.
I was born in 1969, no lie.
You better work it.
I keep it real. I don't wear a lot of makeup. My hair is natural, and I'm just me. What you see is what you get.
Well, I'm right behind you, honey, so it's all good, but I'm
yeah,
still
you
not
know,
believing
that. My 40s are even better than my 30s. I'm like, wow.
Let them know, Maria. Let them
mm-hmm.
know.
Yes, I'm telling you.
I keep
you,
trying to tell them. Mm-hmm.
It's so liberating. I love it. I love it. Because,
I do, too.
I don't answer to anyone. I shouldn't say I don't care what people think. Obviously, I'm not a person that's going to be mean. But
mm-hmm.
if people ask me a question, I always say, well, be ready for the answer because I'm going to be brutally honest.
Right.
There you go.
And I just, and they're like, wow, did you just say that? And I said, yeah, I did. You asked. And I gave you the
mm-hmm.
answer. And I said, it's just who I am, you know?
Right.
And you know, it's just my kids are just like, they love it. And I have such a great connection with them because of that, you know. And I could tell a lot about a person by their eyes and just mm-hmm. about, you know, just about life. You know, I just have a different outlook on life. And people are like, where did you come from? You know, you're like this mm-hmm. angel or whatever. And I'm like, no, I said, I'm not an angel. I said, everyone has two sides to them. I said, but, you know, I said, I don't know. I just, when my mom passed, something in me changed. It changed, you know. So both my parents mm-hmm. are gone. And and I've come to grips with that, and I'm okay with that. And I have a good place in my life, and I have good people that support me. I have a very good support system. And again, I'm going to give props out to the office boys. They are they're incredible, credible men and family men, and you know, their whole family. And you know, it's just good. Everything's very good right now.
Awesome.
I'm at a good place. Yeah.
Now, what are you doing with the Wise Guy Kitchen and Dinner with the Mob?
The Wise Guy Kitchen is actually, they've done two or three. It's based upon kind of like the mafia, kind of like the Godfather thing, the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Fiore is the Wise Guy. He's also the executive producer of Dinner with the Mob, which is produced by Connie Lamoff. She's an award-winning mm-hmm. actress. And I play Nina. I play, like, the vixen. She's supposed to be in her 20s, and when I auditioned, they didn't know I wasn't in my 20s. And I'm like, they're like, are you in your 20s? I was like, no. And when I went there, it was kind of ironic. I showed up and didn't even know what the part was about, and I played, like, this, I don't know, like this flirtatious kind of, you know, fun-loving girl who, you know, just wants to be noticed, which is kind of ironic because here I am, you know, Miss Shy, you know, how I grew up, and then all of a sudden I'm kind of thrown back into the spotlight. But it's mm-hmm. fun. It's very playful. It's very family-oriented. And it's very interactive with the audience. So we've been doing that. And then we also have Dinner with the Mob, which we mm-hmm. travel up and down the East Coast. Right now, we're just doing things, which is live at the Iris in Virginia. So we do that. You know, so that's pretty exciting, you know, and everybody's got their own thing going on. So we're trying to, like, get everyone together to do this, and then everyone else is getting approached to do other movie deals and auditions and, you know, like I'm getting ready to shoot headshots for my website, which will be coming out. It was supposed to already be out, but of course, we know how sometimes technical difficulties happen.
Oh, yeah.
So, the web designer, yeah, things with the web designer kind of got, you know, switched up, and it wasn't exactly the look I was going for, and I'm not going to put something mm-hmm. out there that I don't feel comfortable with.
Exactly.
Right. Right,
you know,
that's
so
your brand. That's
if
right.
If I can't do it the right way, then I'm not going to do it at all. And I'll do mm-hmm. I'll do it when I'm ready and when it's ready and the right look is there. You know.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when is your tell-all book going to come out? Do you have an approximate?
That should be out before. I would say by November.
By November.
Yes.
All right.
I love Jack mm-hmm. Collins. She's one of my authors that I love, like as far as like a
personal
kind of author. So it's I don't name names, but people will know who they are. They will know who they are. It's the good. It's some of the bad. It's some of the things that have changed my life.
Right.
You know, and I think it'll be a book that's so many people will be able to relate to. They're like, wow, she went through that. Or because to know me, no one would know. You know, these are things that, you know, I've kept in a journal. And I've told some people, and they're like, you ought to put that in a book. And I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah, you know, you write and you do all this inspiration. Use it and you know, use it to shed some light and it could help someone. I was like, wow. And in the process, I started jotting down some inspirational things that I do because a lot of the things that I do, I'll just wake up in the morning and I'll just post something randomly. And before I know it, people are just responding like, you know, were you reading my mind today? You know, are you my thoughts? You know, how did you know? But it's things that, it's everyday things. Everybody goes through it. It's life.
Exactly.
Right.
Life. And I, you know, if you keep it real and you know, I don't put on airs, and I don't, you know, like I said, what you see is what you get. And that's just how I do it. So, you know, I'm really excited. I got all these things going on, and then trying to juggle the kids. And, you know, so just like everybody else, you know, I work, you know, during the day. I work my 40-hour week, and then I'm online as much as I can, and then I'm, you know, trying to help everybody else. And, you know, it's good. But, you know, that's it's what I thrive on. I'm an overachiever. I'm definitely an overachiever, and if I'm not, I have to be motivated and inspired, and my friends and just actually even you guys have inspired something in me. I'm just like, you know what, this Blog Talk Radio, I love it. Like, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, seriously,
wow.
I'm being totally honest. So I want to say thank you so much. I appreciate, you guys having me on the show and you know, smooth setting everything and, you know, in between. Because I know, you know, it's crazy. And he knows, you know, I have a crazy work schedule and all of us do.
Right.
We set time aside for what's important and we try to do the best we can. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't always work out. That's okay, too. Just set another day and go, okay, I have to reschedule. You know, it's good. It's good. It's okay.
Yeah. Super Maria over there.
Exactly.
That's
so
gonna
when
be
we
your new name.
Maria, you gotta follow
I'm telling
Maria.
You, I wear many hats.
Super Maria.
My hair's so big.
You do. You have very beautiful hair. Very beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Black, somebody, you have something for Maria? Go ahead.
No,
somebody what?
Had said to me, it was funny, someone had said to me recently, you know, women over 40 should have short hair. And I said, what did you say? They said, women over 40. And I said, no. I said, I am who I am.
Yeah, that's the old school rule. I don't even know.
I'm not changing.
Yeah. Please don't. We're not living in those times anymore.
The revolution.
I know, that's
and the 80s are coming back. See that? So everybody's like, wow, you're like back in style.
Yeah, sure. You see the box phase is coming back.
Yeah, Maria, you do have that 80s look. You do. It's
do.
So
I
cute. I love it.
It's just me. It's who I am. I can't, you know.
Well,
I,
it works, and it's beautiful.
I wear the ponytail and the, you know, the baseball caps and the glasses, but the hair, people still spot me. They're like, oh, my gosh, that's you. I'm like, it is.
Love it. So are there any other goals that you want to pursue? What's coming up next for you, Maria?
The biggest thing, I guess, would be getting the website launched and to help as many people achieve their goals. That's what I want to do. I do multimedia, and if I can't be in front of the camera, then I'm definitely going to be behind the scenes pushing someone to achieve their success, whether it's landing a record deal, whether it's landing a magazine, the cover of a magazine, whether it's whatever it is, I'm gonna be your biggest cheerleader. That's what I do.
Okay.
Wow.
If I could do anything, that would be my greatest accomplishment. Beside obviously raising my children, that's first and foremost always. And people that know me know that. But outside of that, it's helping others achieve success, because if they get it, then you know what, then I feel like I've accomplished something. I've done something good in the world. I've made a difference, whether it's I've had people come to my pages or message me and say, you know what, I was feeling really down, but I went through every single one of your feeds, and it totally changed my outlook on life. And I said, well, then you know what, then I did something good today.
Beautiful.
And so that's my ultimate goal, is to help someone succeed, and that to me is success in itself.
We definitely, we need more people like you, definitely, in this world.
Well, you guys are. You guys are doing it. You guys are, you know.
I mean, we try.
Well, you have this platform, and you know, you guys are brutally honest, and you guys are, like, off the cuff, and I love it, you know. Some people are kind of shocked at my things. I'm like, yeah, I said that, or, yeah, I retweeted that, and. You know,
right.
I'm my own person. I'm in my 40s, so I think I'm entitled, you know?
That's right.
I have to be honest, because I know, you know, just seeing you Smiz, and just how you guys grind on, you know, on Twitter and stuff like that. You're always active. That right there is motivation for me. I know Miss PD, she's always, you know, out there. And I think seeing it, too, also helps you. So I just wanted to say thank you, because that Aww. Is definitely motivation that is needed, you know, just to see you guys always constantly working and promoting. So I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm trying. Smiz is on the 24/7.
He is. And I
should say 25/8.
25. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Him, Bill Adam,
yeah.
and Admin, and Bang Out, 25/8.
I'm putting him on blast because I deal with Smiz a lot behind the scenes, and he doesn't play around. He's on top of everything.
He is. I wasn't able to be online a lot today. I was really tied up, busy, and he was on it, and I got a message like, call, don't forget to call, and I was like, I'm on it, I got it. And
I know mess around now.
I know. He don't play.
I love
you know,
it. Big respect.
Yeah, but it's good.
Smiz.
It's all good. You know, life is good, and you know, for everybody out there listening, you know, it. You may think, you know, oh yeah, you say life is good, but this is what I have. You know what? Look at your situation and go. Don't say it could be worse. Never say it could be worse, because it will get worse. And
right.
believe that good things are coming. You don't know how. You don't know when, but it could be. A tweet you see, it could be a phone call you get out of the blue, and you go, where'd that come from? Well, you know what? You willed it. You willed it. You thought about it, and just speak good things. Just keep claiming good things are coming, and they'll come. They'll happen.
I love it.
I'm proof. I totally believe what I put out there, I believe. I believe. Absolutely.
Now, you know, I do have one more question for you. I think I have one more, just a quick question. Just one more.
Go ahead.
With the wrestling thing, I wonder, who is your favorite wrestler? I need to know.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh, my kids are going to kill me for this one. Wow, who is my favorite wrestler?
Of all time.
Of all time.
Because you've been in it, so I need to know firsthand.
You know who I thought had a lot of... A lot of go-get was Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, I can see
Rey
that.
Rey Mysterio had a lot of go-get. I got to speak with him and meet with him, and he was incredible. Oh, my gosh, so many. I mean, there's so many from the old school, I'll call it, you know.
It's, right.
You know, and there's so many new ones out now, and my kids have all the wrestlers, and you know, we watched it last night, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, Mom, you're a diva, and I'm like, yeah, but I wasn't in the ring like that, you know.
I don't know, you sound like you're stalling.
Well, you know, I did have my autographs, and my pictures were out there, so you know, you never know where they're surfaced. They're actually part of my book, actually.
Okay,
oh,
wow.
Just give me one, like Ric Flair or who?
Oh,
who
Ric
did you grow up
absolutely.
Loving?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, there were so many. I mean, obviously Ric Flair he's a legend. You know, he definitely kept it real.
Oh yeah.
And then you had The Rock coming up, and then you had Stone Cold. He was real big. Stone Cold was real.
Yeah,
big.
I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had
Stone
a crush
Cold
on him.
Big. You did.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. That's my man
right
there.
That's right.
What about you, Black? Who's your favorite?
Hey, who's my favorite?
Yeah.
My original favorite is Ric Flair. I just love his presence. You know, he was a funny
and his
guy.
Woo.
Exactly. Woo. That was my man right there.
Is that
the
where
Rock.
You get that woo from, Black?
That, oh yeah, that's
you
where I get it from.
See that? Look.
Wow. See, I didn't know that.
See, all kind of secrets are coming out now, right?
I know.
Yeah. I think Ric Flair is the only dude who wasn't in shape to win the title. I mean, he just. I don't know how he did it, but he was the man. So
okay.
Who is your favorite now?
favorite. And that, definitely The Rock. The Rock is a man. That's my boy right
he
there.
He is, and he's got that movie coming out, you know.
Yeah.
So, I'm just to buy some inspiration and be to work with him and you know, some actors that I have known for years that whoever thought they would be actors, you know. I mean, these are...
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
Hey, if you can pull some strings, you know.
You never say never. That's one of my things. You never say never. Never say never. Now that I know, you know.
Oh, I'm a huge, We grew up on...
Well, I'm saying, Black, you may be doing, like, announcing for WrestleMania next year, you know. You never say.
Yeah, you never know.
That's it. You're only a phone. They say you're only one person away of who you need to be with.
Yeah, I might have to trip JR down to, you know, me and JR can get it on the side.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, Maria, we want to thank you so very, very much for being on tonight. I really enjoy talking to you tonight.
Well,
you are just,
so
you're so inspiring. You have so many things going on. You're handling your business. And just mad respect for you. So, you know, I want to thank you for taking the time and for being patient and sticking around until we took care of these problems to get back live. So.
Oh, they weren't problems. They were just, you know what it was? It was just a test to see who was going to hang in there, and he wasn't. That's all.
Exactly.
And see, and your positive spirit hung right
in
there.
That's it.
Yeah.
I said, you know what?
There it is.
I'm right on. All of a sudden, I heard Black, and I was like, here we go.
There we go.
Here
we go.
Here we go, kid.
Get it on.
Oh, well, Maria, much love to you.
Promoting. I'm going to keep listening. And
thank you.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I truly appreciate it. Very
you
grateful.
Got it.
Oh, very
you
grateful.
Have a blessed night.
Thank you.
That's
you guys
right.
Too. And I'll keep
all
listening.
Right, Maria. Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank
good night.
You. Good night.
Oh,
that
man.
Was nice. That was
oh,
so
yeah.
nice. I
ooh,
love her even more
up.
Now.
Oh, yeah. Got the little just the wrestling tip going on. You know, I'm going to ask her some questions now.
Yeah. Some of everything.
Yeah.
You have a call on the line. You want to bring them in real quick, Black?
Let's
see
bring
what they
them
have
in.
To say. Hopefully it works.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you call from if this is actually going through?
What's happening?
Right? Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Like Jasmine. Jasmine.
How are you doing?
Hi, how are you? Long Talk Radio. Damn it.
I know. Yeah, we're not even going to go there. We're going to handle that after the show. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Oh, we good. We hanging in there. We doing what we got to do. Got to keep her professional at all times.
Exactly.
Did you listen to the interview with Maria?
I actually caught the end of it.
You did?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Okay.
That
yeah, you need to follow
right
her
there.
On Twitter. Yeah. She's doing big things. I love women like her. She's on her grind. She's doing what she's supposed to do. Always professional. I love her. So what's going on with you tonight, Jazz? Not working tonight?
Actually, I have school today. Long day, and now I'm relaxing. Trying to think about if I want to work out or not, you know? I don't know.
Well,
if you're thinking
well,
about it, that means you definitely need to do it.
You need to do it, yeah. So
I'm just going to put it out there.
Get off the line. Yeah, so get off the line, Jazz.
Kick you off
and go
line.
Get your workout on.
Oh, my goodness. See, they kicking me off?
That's true.
We love you, Jazz.
Love
you. But you got to work out.
Hey, you got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it.
You
got to do it. All right, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Me and my buddy, Joe Hoagie. When we used to work out together, we was like, look, you know, we can't go home unless we work out first. That was just the rule. You know, no matter how the day went, you know, we had at least 30 minutes of cardio, whether it was riding a bike or something, before we went home.
Uh-huh.
So it's always good to
you
know, have a partner. So if you have a partner, that's even better.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's get back to the barbecue etiquette.
Yeah, oh, what you
Black.
Got?
I know you got something, Black.
That's
why
all
you
I
holding
do
out? That's all you do now?
That's all I do is barbecue.
Wait,
now.
I was about to say, is all you do is barbecue or hold back?
Are you serious? All I do is barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
See, a true barbecue person or grilling.
Right, right, right.
It don't
right.
matter what season it is. It's barbecue
uh-huh.
season. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If you go to somebody's house and, man, it's too cold to be buttoning, they're not a true griller. So just put that out there.
Well, I'm
anyway.
Putting it out there. I'm not a true griller.
Yeah, you
well,
got
I'm a grill anyway. So I will
uh-huh.
do everything but grill. But another don't when you go into a barbecue.
Mm.
Now, you go into a barbecue. That means it's outside. Stay your ass outside. Stop running in and out of the host house. People just be running in and out. You don't know what they doing. Casing the joint. No, I'm just kidding.
That is
but you stay outside. If you're not going inside, stop running in and out of somebody's house when you're at a barbecue. Not cool. You don't do it. And ladies,
I mean,
all right, ladies, look, I'm going to tell you straight up. Black can vouch for this. I love my heels. My heels, my wedges, whatever. When you go into a barbecue, no heels. You could do the wedges, okay, but no heels. So, ladies, when y'all come into the barbecue,
why no heels?
Heels?
Why no
on,
heels? Say it. Speak on it.
Number one is just it's barbecue, okay? It's informal. Why are you trying to come near all sexified with heels like you're going to a club?
Well,
no.
You already know.
Is it house? Is a barbecue? You gonna get
a man attractor?
You know what? I'm not even going to go into that one.
Hey,
I'm not even going to go into that one.
That's why they do it.
Ladies, no heels at the barbecue. Period. Okay? Don't do it. Also, they say, now this is what they say. I don't know if I really agree with this. But
well,
they say,
okay.
What?
Yep.
They say limit yourself to a two-plate maximum.
Two-plate minimum? Nah.
Maximum. Don't get more than two plates of food.
Nah.
That's why I said that's what they say, but I don't know.
Nah, I was
going
to say about the heels thing. You know, you want to make sure you try not to have, you know, too much open toe because those mosquitoes will get you. Those feet going to be itching.
Mosquitoes love me. Oh, my gosh. They tear me up. I stay with the off and they still get me. Not
mm-hmm.
cool. Mhm. Well, we got another caller. Let's bring in the caller and see what if they want to get on the barbecue etiquette.
Pity Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello,
hey,
hello, hello.
To me. Hello.
858-858.
Oh yeah, guess what? I'm from California.
Ah.
Well, hello, Miss California. What is your name?
Yeah. My name is Marion and I just listened to your interview with Maria.
Ah.
Awesome. So you know Maria personally?
Yeah, I actually got to meet her in Maryland through a mutual friend. I know her journey. And
okay.
you guys did not even touch, well,
mm-hmm.
she didn't speak of it, of the workouts that she does, her body.
We did not know.
No. Hold on. Before you go any further. I actually put a comment on one of Maria's photos, right?
Oh, okay.
About her working out. I said, Maria, is this you? And then she never responded to the comment. I guess she didn't want me to put it out there. But then that's when I went on Twitter. I said, I have some questions for you. Now I'm going to basically ask about her workout regimen because she is put together quite nicely. So go ahead and continue.
You were right. She has a fantastic body. But
mm-hmm.
like she said, she's not one to boast.
Right.
Obviously, because I did not know. I would have asked her about it.
That was my secret.
Yeah.
Actually, hold on one second. Maria, are you still there? By any chance?
Maria?
I am here.
You're in trouble, Miss Lady.
We have a guest who wants to come in and talk to you, and we have some questions about your workout regimen.
Real quick, because we have our other guest on the line, Blatt.
Yes, we do, real quick.
So real quick.
Marion, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just got onto Facebook and found out that you were on the station.
I saw that. Thank you so much. That's so kind.
Well, you know I love you, but you need to tell them about your workouts. Man, you are inspirational in so many areas.
Marion has put you on blast.
Exactly. For real. And Marion knows me. Marion's met me.
Mm-hmm.
And Marion's traveled the journey with me. Absolutely,
okay.
She has.
Well, we want to thank you, Marion,
awesome.
For bringing that up because
yes.
I didn't want to, because she, I didn't know if she wanted to speak on it, but I did recognize. So I did recognize.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for that. You both of you are a total crack up.
Oh,
thank you. We do apologize. We have many, you know, issues with the show tonight, so it's not going off the way it normally does, but we do appreciate you saying that very much. Thank you, Marion.
No,
oh, yeah.
I actually took the time and I waited because, I mean, everybody has difficulties.
Right.
But I know Maria's journey. And...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys see her on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her in other areas, and she is such a dynamic force.
Oh.
Wow.
Such
yeah.
a dynamic force in so many areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had my headset is off, but I've had my headset on with my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, why didn't they talk about her workouts? This woman has an amazing body.
Right.
Oh, boy.
So maybe we should throw shame on Maria.
Yes, shame on you, Maria. We still love you, though. But, you know, you held out on us a little bit. Just a little
well,
bit.
I don't focus on what I look. I always say beauty is from the inside out.
Yay.
Ladies, we
thank
want
you.
To thank you, Marion. We thank you for calling up tonight, you know, to give us that information on Maria that she didn't want to share with us. So we thank you. We thank you for listening to the show. We hope you continue to listen to our show every week, so we really appreciate you. Maria, you know we love you. Thank you so much again for coming on tonight.
Definitely.
And, you know, we'll be politicking, so we'll be talking to each other.
That's right.
Thank
I got
you so
some creatine questions for you.
All right, ladies.
You know, I'll keep it
you guys
real.
Have a great night. I'm going to put my headset
right.
on and continue listening.
Thank
you so much, Marion. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night. Awesome. All
now,
right,
we're gonna
Black
kick
is...
it. Yes, I got it. We're going to kick in overdrive now, and this is the, you know, we're going to pull up our intro, how we do it.
Try.
So we have our new...
Guess
all right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a media exclusive.
That's right. This is our second PD Radio exclusive of the night. And right now we have on the line the lovely and talented Chanel Red. Hello, Chanel. Welcome to PD Radio.
Hey. How are you
hey.
Doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. We have you on the show, so we're doing quite lovely.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you tuned in to the beginning. We have some problems, but we're all good now. So... Chanel, I just want to thank you for I want to thank you for joining us and allowing us to shine our creative artist spotlight on you. I want to start by giving a brief summary that you can actually elaborate on as we talk. But there are so many facets to you. I understand you're in the business. You started in the business actually as a singer, songwriter, and rapper in a group called Thick. And you guys are signed to Pocket Town EMI Music. From there, you formed a duo writing team called Big Draws Music. Now, you know the name just threw me. Big Draws Music as the first female writing duo signed to Warner Chappell Music. And then to your own label, you helped secure the label deal for Trey Songz. You wrote hits for Destiny's Child, Luther Vandross, Patti LaBelle, Faith Evans, Charlie Wilson, and just some of everybody. And now... a reality TV show. It's more like, what haven't you done, Chanel? Oh, my
right?
goodness. I got tired just saying all that.
Chanel, I got something for you. I got because this is how you getting down right now. I got something for you.
Strange.
Go on, girl. Right.
Well, you know what? Wait, real quick, before we go any further, I have to tell you, when I saw your pic, I said, oh, my God, you look like you belong in Beyonce's family. I swear. I'm looking at, I'm like, you look like her mom, actually. You have the features of her mother.
Really?
Have you ever been told that? Oh my,
no.
I told Black, I saw the picture, I said, oh, my goodness, she looks like she's part of Beyonce's family. I swear.
That's a new one. I always get, I belong to the Faith Aunt Evans family.
Mm-mm.
Wow, you know what?
The pics I'm looking at.
Hey, she might. I could see a little bit of that too. Wow.
What, the Faith?
Yeah.
The Faith or, oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's not what I saw.
When I'm doing the red hair, I always get that. Drive-by.
Oh, boy. Well, Chanel, take us back to the beginning of Chanel Red, the artist. How did you get your start in the business?
I started rapping and
mm-hmm.
doing talent shows, you know. I think I first got the actual I Want to Be a Singer in the industry, selling tickets for New Edition's first show ever in Patterson.
What?
Yeah, I watched them get down, you know, doing a candy girl.
Stop.
Well, you know, Miss Petey is another New Edition. You know, she loves New Edition.
Man, you couldn't tell me, Ralph. Man, come on. Yeah, I'm not going to take over the show with that, but you know how that is, Chanel.
I was always in love with Ronnie.
Oh, my cousin loved Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Ralph.
But you know what?
I know, right?
The amazing thing is I actually got a chance to meet them, and I'm going to be working mm-hmm. on their new album that they're working on now.
Oh,
what?
Really? Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. I did
that
some
is
stuff
amazing.
With Bobby Brown, and then from working with Bobby, you know, he brought me in to start working on the New Edition new album.
Wow.
I can't wait for that to drop. I think that's
going
to be
beautiful.
That's going to be lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about that.
I'm sure you are. I'm excited
mm-hmm.
for you. Now, when you first started out in the business, were you writing your songs then? Or did that come later on? You were.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
We were in a group, wrote all the records. We got signed from the records that we wrote. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when things didn't pan out with the label,
mm-hmm.
we disbanded, and me and Tanisha, my partner
mm-hmm.
in Big Draws, we stayed writing, and we just stepped out on the limb, you know,
mm-hmm.
3 months grinding hard, and then we ended up getting the situation with Warner Chappell and, you know, getting a deal without even having placements, but it was the grind back then.
Mm.
You know, the label
wow.
wanted to see the grind.
Mm-hmm.
And we
right.
were just two females doing it.
I hear you. Mm. Now, I got to know. I have to know this. How did you come up with the name Big Draws? Chanel.
You know what? That is a funny story. You know who actually kind of hinted us towards using that name was Big Bub. He's a real good friend of
what?
Ours.
Okay.
So he was like, yes. He was like, y'all should be called Big Panties.
Oh, man.
We was
big
like,
Panties.
Big
Panties.
And he's always a clown. And, you know, at the time, it was a couple of writers, and we were all plus size.
Mm-hmm.
So he
mm-hmm.
was like, y'all need to use a funny name. So when we decided on going with Big Draws, every time we went somewhere, people would be like, yo, don't be calling them that. And they would be like, well, that's their name. That's what they go by, Big Draws.
Right.
you get a lot of attention. You stand out with that name.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
unforgettable. It's unforgettable.
Mm-hmm.
So it stuck with us.
Mm. Now, you working with a lot of big names, Chanel. I mean, you work with a lot of big names. What is the process that you take to even get your music heard by established artists?
Relationships.
Right.
Having a great manager. If you're a writer, you need a great manager who also has mm-hmm. those relationships to get your records to the artist and not to the man who knows another man who knows another man. You
gotcha.
Know,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely about relationships, and with all those placements in tow mm-hmm. with Big Draws, we got those just from relationships, not from being signed to Warner Chappell.
Mm. Okay, wow.
Because Warner
awesome.
Chappell, after we signed with Warner Chappell, like 3 weeks later, they folded. Our department was depleted.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't have our department, nobody to talk to, so me and Tanisha had to get out and pretty much hustle, and all those places that we have, we did those solely on relationships.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just a grind.
Now, when you're writing,
grind.
You have
exactly.
to. You have to. That's right. That's where the passion comes in, because if you don't have the passion, you don't have the grind, period. That's
mm-hmm.
just how I see it. Now, when you're writing for someone, Chanel, do you spend time with the artist to get a feel for who they are, or do you just kind of write from your own creativity and hope that they can see your vision?
Well, majority of the time, there are records that we already have went in the studio and cut with the specific artist in mind.
Mm-hmm.
A few times we've been in, like we did one of the songs for Destiny Child on the Destiny Fulfilled album from scratch. The other
mm-hmm.
one was already done for Tweet, and because
mm-hmm.
Tweet didn't take it, we played it for Beyonce, and they fell in love with it, and we was in the studio at 9 in the morning with sleep in our eyes, getting it cut. running to Kinko's with the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
half sleep and shocked at the same time. Sometimes there are records that are already cut, and, you know, certain artists will like them, and they'll pick them, and then there are times where we go in the studio and vibe, like with Trinity 5-7,
mm-hmm.
We actually had to sit. They wanted to meet me, you know, because it's gospel, and I guess it's all about a vibe.
Right.
And we talked for, like, 20 minutes, and they were sold.
Awesome.
And then, you know, I got 2 songs on their album as well.
Okay, check
That's
you
what
out.
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Right.
I'm trying to be like L.A. Reid.
Exactly.
No, that's right. You already
exactly.
there. Pretty
I'm
much.
I'm trying to do it big.
Right.
I
Chanel
see
that.
Rand, I love
AKA
it.
Royalty. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Cut my check.
I've been out here in L.A. for 30 days.
Oh,
yeah?
About.
So you're there
yeah,
permanently
working.
Now in
no,
L.A.?
No, no. I came for a red carpet for the Writers' Rumble. And what was supposed to be 4 days ended up being 30 days as of today.
Wow.
Meetings, business meetings. I'm going back home tomorrow.
Okay. All right. A woman on a mission. Gotta love it. Now, I read in your bio about the unloyal artists that you've dealt with while having your own label. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? She's a I love it, Chanel.
Well,
keep it real. That's right.
Or code of conduct. How you want to put it?
Code of conduct.
Only way I can put it is by keeping it real, and I don't care if artists get offended, but it is
what
they're
talking
do.
About.
They're their own worst enemy, and they're like vultures. You know, they're going to take whatever you give them and feel like they don't owe you nothing.
Gotcha.
You know, and you believing in them and investing in them, in the end, when they walk away, you lose. They don't lose because they
exactly.
get to start over with somebody else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I have my contract says, okay, if it doesn't work, you owe me back $90,000 that I spent on you. It doesn't go
right.
that way. You know, we're both gambling, taking a chance, but ultimately we lose and they win. Because they get to go somewhere else, you know?
Right,
you have to be very, I mean, even in being selective, loyalty plays a big part in getting situations done. Patience, loyalty, and trust. And if you don't have that with the artist, because sometimes an artist can think they know more than you, and it's about having a balance, you know, understanding that this is professional and your name is on the line and you don't want to go to a label showing them crap. You know, artists don't want to listen. Sometimes they just don't want to listen. And And next thing you know, 10 years done passed.
See, people don't know how to humble themselves, I think. You know, when you're, if they're dealing with someone like you who has obviously been in the business a very long time, you know exactly what you're doing. You know what it takes.
Right.
It's like, listen, like, they're just getting their feet wet. They need to listen. People don't want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand things take time. It's like, I'm, you know, and you're looking at them like, I'm doing this. I've been doing this before you even thought about it. You know, and you can't respect what I'm bringing to the table for you, you know? Later for that.
My one group who was amazing, like, everybody wanted to sign them. You know, they was on MTV. They came in third place, you know, and I loved them to death. I blueprinted them behind New Edition, and they were amazing, but they had no patience, you know. Normally, coming in as a new artist who hasn't been out there moving themselves, and they were new, I put them together.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes anywhere between 3 to 5 years to really push the envelope and get a situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And at the ninth hour, you know, they let other people get in their ear, and it just fell apart. And, you know, I'm like, okay, goodbye. You know, I lost out on a lot of money, but I would rather lose out on that than to stress myself out. And then to this day, they're doing nothing.
Right.
Like, if you're going to do it, if you're going to leave me, at least keep the dream alive.
Right. Once they left you, they were completely lost.
Don't let all the hard work go in vain, you know?
Right.
But
they didn't listen from jump anyway. Right.
Right. So, you know. I hate to say it, but, you know, that's what they deserve. You should have stuck around, been patient, loyal, whatever.
Yeah.
Now tell me, what are your thoughts on artists today, or just the music today compared to yesterday? What do you feel is lacking in the business right now?
It's lacking a lot of substance, you know, longevity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the records now can't see even my own kids buying 15, 20 years from now.
Right.
You know? And that's what great music is about, and that's why all of these older artists who can still go out here and tour and do shows and sell out shows, I'm going to use New Edition. Since we were talking about them, they can still do all this because their music is still selling 30 years later.
Right.
Yes. Perfect example.
30 years later, they sell out concerts. All of their concerts are sold out. 30 years from now, some of these artists that are out are not going to be selling out shows. They're not.
Mm-mm. They're not going to be relevant.
Nobody's not going to be sampling their records.
No. That's right.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Hey, that's just the truth. Now, I want you to tell me, because you are somebody who have an ear for the music, I want to know, what male artist do you feel captures the essence of a well-rounded entertainer? What male artist and what female artist and what group?
That's a good question. Okay, well, I'm a big fan of Usher.
Okay.
I like.
I'm a fan of Usher. I'm a fan of Chris Brown. And I say that to add, I would pay $100, $150 to go see them perform because they're giving me a show and I'm not watching them walk back and forth.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
On the stage. They're going to perform. Mm-hmm. They're going to give you your money worth. They care about their fans. They care about their show, their performance. You know, even Trey. Trey is not a dancer, but he performs. He gives you what you pay your money to come there for, you know. And he don't have to dance to come across any other kind of way, but he makes love to his audience.
Right.
Okay.
Female, definitely Beyonce. I'm definitely a fan of Beyonce. Again, performance. She's well-rounded. She knows how to give you what you need and take what she needs to draw you back in. If this particular artist was still doing her thing, which I think now she's in the studio doing a new album, it would definitely have to be Beyonce and Janet Jackson.
Oh yeah, I'm feeling Janet. Okay.
Since you're speaking about well-rounded artists, but if it just had to be basically on singing, I mean, I love Fantasia.
Yeah, I love her voice.
I love her. I love how she loves the audience. She gives me Aretha Franklin. You know, when she sings, when she performs, she makes love to her audience with her vocal ability and everything as well. Group-wise,
Are you going to say New Edition?
I mean, honestly and truthfully, that's all I would have to say because no other group's out here.
Exactly.
They doing it.
Now, that's my question, too. I was going to ask her about, you know, what happened to the groups? What's going on with, you know?
Let me just explain that to you. Let me break it down to
Please.
You.
Break it down.
Break it down. Come on.
Right now, we're dealing with a group of young generation. I'm not even going to go that route. Right now, we're dealing with One Direction.
Right.
I love One Direction. I think they're amazing. I think they're talented, but they have no performance. There's no performance there. There's just straight, I'm getting on a stage and I'm singing, and because I'm cute and that's it. And they're doing it, and I'm not mad at that. So here we have, only person I can say, group I can say, is Mindless Behavior, because they're the only group that's in the urban demographics, and they sing and dance. They give an overall performance, but we don't have any because people aren't pushing for it. They aren't. Why we can't have an urban One Direction?
Damn, I'm mad.
Too many.
We don't have
too many
one.
Personalities
we're
clashing.
Yeah, that too. Everybody want to be the star. Instead
and, you
of
know,
you
usually
know,
when it's us, you know, one is bigger than the other one, and we can't have that. So you know, here comes the turmoil. You know, but
yeah,
I think all the groups we had in
but we don't push for a lot of substance in music, period, anymore. We just accept
what is put out. A lot of these labels are cutting out the urban department. You know, a lot of these Grammy shows, all these shows, they're cutting out the urban part of the show. It's now meshed into one category, pop, urban, and whatever. You know, and the winner comes out to be the pop act.
That's the way it's going. Most definitely.
So, you know, we're slowly killing ourselves from this musical society with the music that we made possible. Now we have, you know, the other nationalities doing our music and getting paid for it. And we can't get paid for it.
Exactly.
Well, that's much like a lot of things in business. Oh,
You know, when you walk around and you see these people with bootlegging CDs, you don't see Avril Lavigne on the ground for $5.
Nope.
You don't see One Direction. We don't see One Direction on the ground for $5. You don't even see J-Lo on the ground for $5.
That's true.
But you see all of our music on the ground for $5.
Let them know. That's right.
And we're losing revenue by taking the cheap route because we don't want to pay, you know, go online and pay for it or go in the store and buy it. You know, we're cheating ourselves. We're losing our music. We're cheating ourselves, and it's really sad. And that's why you don't have a urban male group that's on your top 10, your top 5. you know, even
right.
even
yeah.
Usher now, as much as I love Usher, he's doing more
mm-hmm.
mainstream pop than I
yeah.
have even a fashion album.
So that's where the money
oh,
is.
That's
though.
Right. that's
like
basically what it is.
Putting mm-hmm. on a picket sign, Usher, don't let us down. don't do it to us, please.
You all right, Chanel? You start the petition. We're gonna you know push it here on PD Radio.
Oh, yeah, I'm
so serious. Like he's amazing, and people.
Yes.
You know, I thought when he did Climax, I was like, okay, here's the comeback, and then he let me down.
I know. But maybe he'll come back. Maybe he'll come back around. Let's give him a chance. You know,
I
think he'll come back
so.
Around. Yeah.
I'm still a fan, but, you know, come on.
I know. Just give us what we want, Usher. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So you're working on a reality show called TWR, The Writer's Rumble. Tell us about that.
Writer's Rumble is a reality show meets challenge competition.
Mm-hmm.
More like a combination of maybe X Factor meets Making of the Band, because we have auditions. We put writers in a number, like maybe 3 or 4 writers in a room. We play a track. They come up with a verse, a pre-hook and a hook.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 judges that are Grammy-nominated writers, Mary Brown, Taj Jackson, Steve Russell, and myself. We
mm-hmm.
choose, you know, we ultimately choose at the end 20 amazing writers from different parts of the world, from like Chicago, L.A., New York, Philly. We choose 20 writers, and we break them up into teams, and
mm-hmm.
we mentor them. You know, they've gotten placements, but they haven't gotten that major placement to put them on the mat.
Right.
So
we mentor them,
and it's been a great experience. I think really me putting it together is to let people know. A lot of people don't look on the back of the album, you know, to see who wrote
mm-hmm.
the song, because a lot of people
mm-hmm.
the artists did the
mm-hmm.
song.
Mm-hmm.
And there is actually writers who have sacrificed a lot of their lives to give these artists these songs, you know. And I wanted to give another avenue for up and coming writers and producers.
That sounds exciting. Yes,
yeah, to display their
I think
talent.
It's brilliant.
So.
And this is
Thank
your
you.
Baby, Chanel. This is
yeah,
your creation.
Yeah, this is my baby. My baby.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I can see it. Yeah, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's something
you know
I definitely
and
look
you
forward
know why
to.
Too? Because you know what? The radio station right now is filled with the same producers, the same writers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is not building anywhere. It's not going anywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, well, you know what? Let's give some up-and-coming new writers the opportunity. You know, plus
right.
The show gets to educate writers on doing their paperwork, not getting hustled for writing a song and somebody else steals it because it didn't copyright
mm-hmm.
it. So there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of things that's going to be, you know, put out in the open on this show besides them
wow.
all living in a house together, no TV, no radios, no nothing.
Wow. This is going to be great. I have a feeling that's going to be a great show. When can we look forward to that?
Well, its release is in August on Punch
wow,
TV
okay.
/ DirecTV / Comcast.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a lot of amazing promotion for it
mm-hmm.
in a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. And they can also go to YouTube and type in The Writers with a Z, Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Introduction, and it'll pull up, like, you know, snippet footage of the show and what it's about and, you know, when it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can go
awesome.
To the Punch TV website and watch it as well.
Okay. Yeah. Incredible.
So
you
I'm
go.
Excited about it.
You go.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to send Hulu a message on that one.
Hulu? You need to get
hey,
it on Hulu, Black?
You need to get that on Hulu, trust me. That sounds
uh-oh.
Like it's going to be real real good. I can't wait.
Oh, yes. It's funny. It's really
yeah.
funny. It's amazing. Well, dealing with 20 personalities, it's
right.
And no TV.
No TV
in
the house.
It's gonna be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yo, they are hilarious.
And it's, I can't write to this shit. No, it's
I know.
No.
Yeah, are you?
They keep it real now.
I know.
Ain't none of it scripted. None of it scripted at all.
Yeah, that's really going to be bananas then.
They have attitudes, and, you know, they get mad because one writer go in and lay down melodies for the whole song, and they just be going in, oh, he ain't all that. So,
wow.
It's hilarious. But it's you know, I think the best part of it, too, is also showing the reality side of it. Like, we have a writer on there. His name is Young Steph, who's had 3 deals, and he's now signed to Rodney Jerkins.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a dope writer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's
and
just showing his life, the after effects of having a deal, from having thousands of dollars to having no dollars, and to now back to writing and having to start over from scratch with Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's incredible, and he can really give Chris Brown a run for his money.
All right.
Oh, really?
Okay.
That's how amazing he is, you know. So, you know, in the show, too, there's a reality part of it that I decided to display for writers, their lives, you know, on their sacrificing to do this writing and come out to the Rumble and, you know, and Young Steph has a daughter that he still has to work to, you know, make sure she's taken care of. And, you know, it's just a lot of amazing and incredible talent on this show.
Okay.
And I think everybody's really going to love it. And then ultimately at the end of the show, the viewers get to call in and vote for the dopest team.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to have to do a show on that, Black. Get people to call up and, you know, vote for their favorite. Now, I know you have another project, and from what I read, you're trying to keep it on ice, but I gotta ask, you can shut me down all you want, but I have to ask, what is this called, the chat? Yeah, I'm kissing up. What is this called, the chat, in 2014?
Yes, it's kind of like The Talk, but it's called The Chat, and it's with 5 young guys.
Oh really?
Okay.
Now, I like that.
I wanted to give the ladies something to look at, you know, and laugh
at. I like that, Chanel. Oh, yeah.
So it's in the works, you know, young. Mm-hmm. There's 2 older guys and there's 3 younger guys, but ultimately they're eye candy, ear candy. You know, they're very educated, you know, they're funny. They give you the whole same feel as The Talk, but in a more younger atmosphere, you know.
Okay.
All right.
And they go into everything from sports to fashion to, you know, ways of the world, you know, education, you know. I'm really, really excited about it.
Now that's
going
to be crazy. That is going to be crazy. I think you touched on something right there with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's
going to be
really
major.
I wanted to have it because not all of our urban, you know, the urban side with us, we're all not basketball players and rappers and singers, you know. We do have a lot of young men who are educated, who want to feed the world information and make you more positive and building your life, you know. And going to school and building businesses, you know, taking advantage of your talent. And these guys are amazing together, and it's just I'm just excited for it.
Now, I truly look forward to that. You're going to have to keep me in the loop on that one, Chanel, so because I'm truly looking forward to that one. Please do.
Yes,
we are winding down on time. I do want to ask you, though, do you work with independent artists? And if so, how can they reach you if people want to work with you?
Yes, I work with independent artists. As a matter of fact, on the Writers' Rumble, we are spotlighting independent artists. their song, their name, like Love and Hip Hop does with named artists. We're doing that with unsigned artists.
True.
They can reach me at thewritersrumble@gmail.com. That's thewritersrumble at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to put that on our website. Yeah, we got to put that on our website, Black, so people can know that. That's awesome. So before we let you go, Chanel, are there any, you know, last words that you want to give, any shout-outs you want to give to anybody, any words of wisdom for anybody who's trying to get into the business? What's on your mind?
Yes. I'd like to give a shout-out to two of my partners, T-Shy Tillman from Chicago, His and Hers, Inc., and William Lockwood, Local Music. And advice I would want to give to up-and-coming writers, business-minded people, is stay focused. You know, anything you want to do, you can do. There are no such things as obstacles. Obstacles are not an option.
Right.
You know, there's a way around every single one. And I'm a definite testimony that dreams can come true if you are persistent. You know,
and
most of all, keep God first and keep positive people in your life. If you have people around you that down your every idea, those are the people you don't want to be around.
There it is.
You need to be around people who are uplifting.
That's
motivate you. Motivate you to be all you could be.
Let them know, girl. Let them know.
That's right.
Chanel,
if it wasn't for my mom,
my
mom, my friends, I would not be here to talk to you right now.
I hear that. You have to have a support system, definitely.
You do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I thank you for having me.
No, we thank you so very much. I enjoy the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and shout out to Smith and them for introducing me to you guys and, you know, having me on the show.
I have one more
question
for you.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have any barbecue etiquette that you wanna kick out to the people before you step away from us that you have seen that should never go down? Anything you want to put out there?
You got a barbecue pet peeve.
Be careful not to use too much coal or too much of that squirt stuff they use, that oil.
That's right, that fluid.
Yeah, that fluid.
You can smell it in the food.
I don't need that in my food.
You know, that's right, y'all hear it.
It's to cook with, not to eat with, you know.
That's right.
People swear they be burning, and then I'm eating a burger, I'm like, yo, this tastes like fluid.
Exactly, right. It's like, girl, that's that salt, that's tangy, that's the sauce.
That's my secret recipe. I'm like, you just messed up.
that's a barbecue right there. That's funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
All righty. The time is up. Chanel, again,
it's
we
been
thank
a pleasure.
You. Yeah,
thank you.
You are featured on our website. Your information will be on our website as well, pdradio.site40.net. So check it out. You will be featured there. You're already featured there. So, you know, we'll let everybody know to go there to get your information. We're going to update everything so they'll know how to get in touch with you. And again, we thank you for being on PD Radio tonight.
Have a good night,
Chanel.
All right. Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. You always putting people on the spot, Black.
Okay.
You just had to throw that question in there.
But she's right. Some people just go overboard with the lighter fluid, and next thing you know, it's not
somebody
coming out
burn
right.
Somebody going to burn their beard off and that flame get too high.
Exactly. Yeah, speaking of burning off beards.
We ain't saying no names. We ain't saying no name.
Yeah.
You know.
So, Miss Petey, what a show. I mean, the show started out crazy at first.
Yeah.
And as you see, we were blessed.
Brought it back.
Yes, indeedy.
Only thing that bothers me, we couldn't give Maria her proper introduction. You know,
I know.
That bothers me. But, you
yeah.
know, it still went off without a hitch. Her personality is just so beautiful. She just rolled with it. You just got to love her, you know?
Exactly.
Her energy is so right.
And I'm still
going to
get her favorite wrestler, too. She's not slick.
You still want to what?
We'll find out who her favorite wrestler is.
She didn't answer. Did she answer you?
I don't know if she did or she was tap dancing around it a little bit. She got too many.
Uh-huh. She don't want to say, leave her alone.
I know.
Then you hear her say, she don't name drop, leave her alone. Maria, don't let Black sweat you like that. You know, just tell him to back off. That's all. I said it. What? Anyway.
I love, hey, Chanel broke it down. She was breaking it
yes,
down.
Yes, she did. Yes, she
so the
did.
Music,
yes, she did.
It's going to become extinct. Y'all keep messing around with it.
Mm-hmm. All I know is I'm waiting for the chat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be crazy. But
wait,
even
wait,
the
all
reality
men?
Shows
all
be,
men? Come on. Yeah, they're both going to be crazy. But
oh, yeah.
That all men in the chat, that's going to be something. We'll have to get some of them on the show.
Yeah, I was thinking they should do that with producers. I think that would be a hot reality show where you could do that with producers coming up and have them make music.
You should pitch it. Pitch the idea,
man.
Black.
Yeah, pitching that bang out. I need
too.
To talk to you. Little Don Smith, we got to put something together, baby. No.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Black, I want to
yes.
thank you for, you know, keeping the show rolling, being professional at all times, doing what you do.
Why,
I appreciate you very much. You the bomb. You know.
Why, thank you.
I want to blow your head up, you know. I say this on air, you know. But off the mic, I, you know.
Kick me in the back,
start
I understand.
Screaming and yelling at you and like, you know. And you take it like a man. Gotta love it. No, I'm kidding, you guys. Black is all right, PD Radio, another show under the belt. I had a good time tonight, even with all the little problems. We pulled it off. Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight, who stayed loyal, stuck around. You know, we appreciate you guys. And you tune in every week, showing us love. And Black, you're going to stop cutting me off what I'm talking
about. My bad.
Because
my bad about
next
that.
Week
my
I'm
bad.
A, next week I'm going to have a new co-host. If you keep cutting, I'm just kidding. What's up, Black? What? Since
oh,
you
no,
had to cut
say,
me off.
Who's the guy's
what?
Name who helped save the girls? And they, you know, make out the new parody, the parodies out for them. The guy, the Black man who helped the kid, the girls who was kidnapped.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? I don't know.
Can't
it's time
name.
To go. PD
yeah.
Radio, we love you guys.
Just want to give him
some
respect, though, because I, you know,
good night,
he got
Black.
His own check. All right, good
night
everybody.
Black.
We signing out.
We're out.
Bye, Miss Petey.